And now the game where people who've come a long way to get where they are go back just a couple of feet before getting in their way again. It's called Not My Job. So actor Andre Royo was so good at playing a strung-out junkie on HBO's The Wire that real drug users on the street used to offer him their stash. Since he's now playing a lawyer on Fox's show Empire, we assume people walk up to him and offer him $300 an hour. Andre Royo, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm so much more expensive than $300.
Really? Because I've been watching the show this week, and I was wondering, so tell me about your character who has the amazing name Thirsty Rollins.
Well, you know, Thirsty Rollins is a proud magnum cum laude from the University of Guam, where he got his law degree.
Yes.
And he's the type of lawyer that, you know, will either defend you in the courtroom or defend you in the courtyard. And, you know, he has your back.
Right. When we meet him, if I remember correctly, in the very first episode in which you appear in, he, if I'm not mistaken, blackmails a judge with photos of him in an uncompromising situation and hires people to beat somebody up so as to steal something from him, which is...
There's no evidence of that to be true.
That is great lawyering. So Empire is this amazingly larger-than-life show about this record empire and the people who run it. And what's interesting to me is, like, you played Bubbles on The Wire, which was realism. You know, it was absolutely so gritty. And now you're doing this enormous thing. Is your approach different as an actor?
My approach is not different. It's the audience's approach to me that becomes different. You know, one show was about realism, and the other show was about, you know, pure entertainment. Some people want to give Bubbles a hug, and some people want to slap the hell out of Thirsty.
Yeah. So you were in all 5 seasons of The Wire playing Bubbles. It's an amazing performance. How many people come up to you and congratulate you, Andre Royo, on getting clean?
A lot of people just give me lots of hugs and tell me to keep it clean. Don't go back.
And I know it's a worry for every actor to be typecast, where you're getting mostly calls to go out and play other drug addicts and people with that kind of problem.
I was, but you know, you got to remember, I was typecast unemployed for a long time.
Cast is the important part of typecast.
Yes, exactly.
Cast
exactly. Please typecast me. So, do the actors on Empire have as much fun as I think you do, getting to like chew that scenery the way that you guys do?
More. I mean, when you know there's a paycheck following that, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun than you can ever imagine.
Yeah. It's also fun because if the people who love the show, one of the things they love is Cookies. She's the female lead, of course. This you know, Queen Lear character. And she's dressed amazingly. Every 30 seconds, she shows up in another outfit. You are the only other character in that show who dresses as well as she does.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you very much. We have to really find a color that no one would ever wear a full suit of, and that's the first one I put on.
I've heard you say that your personal style is different from Thirsty's.
A little bit more fitted, yes. But
yes, okay.
I like, you know, I love colors. I like really going outside the box, but... You know, I would say that if I'm going to wear something, I want it to fit me. That's all.
Really, it's amazing that your problem with Thirsty Rollins suits is they're not flattering enough.
the fact that
they're, like, fluorescent pink.
No, I like the color. I like the color. I just wanted to, you know, show off the body a little bit.
I understand. You had a while. You talked about getting cast. You had a while before you were making your living as an actor. I'm assuming you were doing all kinds of jobs. Every actor I know did. What were some of the ones you did?
I did the regular ones that, you know, like waiting tables. I did a construction for a long time. I think the last one that I had before I figured out I better do something was working in the Hard Rock Cave bathroom, making sure people wash their hands and give them a cigarette on the way out.
Wait a minute. You were one of those guys in the bathrooms?
Yeah, I was working in the Hard Rock Cafe bathroom in New York, and I had the tuxedo on and spraying you with perfume and cologne on the way out. Yeah. I was somewhat of a psychiatrist. You know, I made sure people, were on dates. I would tell them what to say and what not to say. And have it all the time. Do I look good? You look fantastic. Wash your hands. And listen, he doesn't like it when you chew with your mouth open. Yes.
I could see that, though. I could see that they walk into the bathroom and they're like, oh, God, I'm having... Oh, a distinguished gentleman in a tuxedo. I'll ask him what he thinks. You're very successful, sir. You're wearing a tuxedo. Yeah, so.
That's right. I do it all the time as well.
You do what?
I go into the bathroom. There's usually a woman in the bathroom. Not all the time in my life, but when it happens...
Yeah.
And I ask her how my hair looks, and it's great. It's a great way.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Listen, when there's nobody in the bathroom, we're outside peeking on y'all, and we're looking at how you're doing on your day. Yeah. And then when we see you coming in, we run back into the bathroom and give you, you know, give you a grade.
Yeah, really?
Exactly. I give my little. I sometimes I give them money. Like, you need a little cash.
Well, Andre Arroyo, what a pleasure to talk to you. We have asked you here to play a game. We're calling.
I keep my complete Wire DVD set right next to my Nico Case albums.
So you starred in The Wire, a TV show more beloved to NPR listeners than their own children, and the reason why all of us feel like we understand what life is truly like in the mean streets of the inner city. So we're going to ask you three questions about three other things that NPR listeners will not shut up about. If you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice in their answering machine. Bill, who is Andre Arroyo playing for?
Judith Allard of Pensacola, Florida.
Okay, ready to play?
I got you, Judith. I got you, baby.
All right.
One thing NPR listeners will not shut up about is quinoa. In fact, they like it so much. Which of these happened? A, in 2011, American demand for the grain quinoa got so high it single-handedly saved the Bolivian quinoa farming industry. B, in 2008, the name quinoa finally unseated Brooklyn at the top of the baby names list. Or C, in response to a listener focus group in 2010, NPR launched the new show Quinoa Hour that nearly bankrupted our company.
Okay, I'm going to say what happened was A. I can't say it because it was very long.
It was. It was a long thing. But you are right. What happened was is that the American obsession with eating quinoa raised all these Bolivian peasant farmers out of poverty. Very good. Now, second...
As the SAT test school, you know, test guy, I always knew the long ones are normally right.
That's true. That's a good reason. Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
No wonder everybody
I want to go retake my SAT.
All right. Second question. NPR listeners sure love their hybrid cars. Some people take that love a little bit far, and some people have created which of these? A hybrid, which has a gas engine, an electric engine, a bicycle crank, and sails for windy days. B, the Pimpus, a fully tricked-out lowrider Prius with 20-inch rims, custom exhaust, and a 4,400-watt stereo system. Or C, a Prius school bus so the kids of Marin County, California can go to school with a clear conscience.
Ooh. I got to go with the B, Pimp My Ride. I
mean, you're right, the Pimpus. Pimp Your Priad. It was made, the Pimpus, made by some car customizers in Sweden, and we're assuming Swedish babes dig it.
I love it. My Yaris right now, I got a fish tank in there. I know what they're talking about.
You have a fish tank in your Yaris?
Yeah, I got a little beta fish in my Yaris in the trunk.
That is my favorite sentence that's ever been said on this show, by the way.
That is great. Do you, Andre Arroyo, drive around L.A. in a Toyota Yaris with a beta fish in the trunk?
You know that sounds sexy. Even when you said it, you know.
It's very sexy. All right, you have one more question. Public radio listeners love TED Talks. There's even an NPR show, which is just people talking about TED Talks. But which of these, Andre, was a real TED Talk? A, how to tie your shoes. B, why mayonnaise will save the world. Or C, seethe, plot, strike, the three steps to revenge.
Ooh, I'm going to have to say B, mayonnaise, because it saved my life many a times in the ghetto.
Yes, right, mayonnaise sandwiches.
Real, all right, no, I love knowing that. I did not know that was a thing. I'm glad you said that, but the answer was, in fact, how to tie your shoes. That was a talk given in February 2005. But I'm telling you, I made up the mayonnaise thing, but Andre, you are ready to give the TED Talk about mayonnaise saving your life.
Yes, I'll do that talk. Yeah, we do it every day over here.
Bill, how did Andre Arroyo do in our quiz?
Did we learn a lot from Andres tonight? Whoa!
Yeah.
Two out of three. You're a winner, Andres.
Y'all love it.
Congratulations. That was amazing. Andrew Arroyo starred as Bubbles in HBO's The Wire. You can currently see him on Empire as Thirsty Rollins and on Amazon's Hand of God. Andrew Arroyo, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. And wait, don't
tell
me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
If you walk through the garden,